When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today in Creighton?
Creighton, today's a big day for you. If Cool Air is on sale or are available. Oh. Cool Air available. If you open up a checking or a savings account today, of over just $250. Just open up an account for that. Get a free window air conditioner.
No way.
Get a free window. Wow. Steve's got.
Really?
He's got 200 of them. He's got 200 air conditioners, window air conditioners. And the window air conditioner is still incredibly effective.
The one.
Yeah, just set it in the window.
Not a box air conditioner.
No, the window one. The old school window air conditioner. Schindler got 200 of them. He got them at.
Easy to install.
Got them at Menards yesterday. Easy to install.
Surprisingly easy.
Yes, like that. So you want cool air? What do we have yesterday? Heat wave.
Yeah.
Steve handled it.
Stick it in your window.
Yes, put it in the window. Fire it up.
Great idea.
So you walk in, open up a new account. You walk out under your arm with an air conditioner.
Where did he get 200?
What's that? He got him at Menards.
Menards.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I got Menards.
He's an incredible man.
Yes. So
they're very generous.
Right now, the lobby's full. The lobby is full of air conditioners. So thank you for cool air. Shin Daddy.
Okay. He's a kind man.
I've talked about this more, but we have an esteemed guest. Would you please introduce
us? We're joined in the studio as we are once every few months by Matt Davison, the president of 1890 Nebraska.
The architect.
Matt, good morning.
El Presidente.
The architect of 1890. The reason we have players, Matt Davison.
Great to be back.
The catch.
Hey, the catch. Sip called it the pass in there.
It's
the catch, man. It's the catch.
It's okay.
He called it the pass. The pass.
Davison, he also said earlier that he can't wait for the Olympics for speed skating.
Boy, that's
in
not
Paris. I go, oh, that's the wrong one.
Sure, that's a problem. I did call
it the Winter Olympics, not the Summer Olympics.
It's a catch. Yeah. It's a catch, but I love introducing you that way.
The press.
That you made that catch. Because these kids, they don't understand.
They don't know. They don't understand.
Did you guys understand?
What year were you guys born? What year were you born?
Ben was 2004, I believe.
Yeah.
He made a huge catch in 97 to keep the national title hopes alive. It bounced off a guy, Shevin Wiggins' foot. He grabbed it in the end zone. It was incredible.
Was the ball even tipped, or did Frosty just throw it that bad? I mean, it's a legit question.
It was one that actually hit the guy right in the numbers.
Really?
Yeah, right in the numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a strike.
What's it?
Right here.
Oh, are you just being kind?
No, he should have caught it.
He should have.
He should have caught it.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know if he'd have made it into the end zone.
Yeah.
It would have been close. Went on to win the national title.
Yeah. Zip was there.
Education.
I was there. It was fun.
The architect.
Interviewed so Matt, me the next week.
I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
Matt Davison is with us.
He is. And it's been a busy summer for 1890.
Yes, it has.
We learned, I believe it was last week or 2 weeks ago, that 1890 is now the official NIL collective of the University of Nebraska. What does that mean to you, Matt? How important is that to you?
Well, it's been great. I mean, look, we've been around almost 2 years, and a lot has changed in 2 years. A lot of things are always changing with NIL. But when Troy Dannon got here, you know, we had some great talks, great meetings with him, the whole 1890 staff and the PEDS, and you know, his vision and leadership, the things he brought to the table, new ideas. He saw the way 1890 was operating. I think he liked it. He said, okay, how can we partner better? How can we try to lead in this space? And so, you know, it's really been his leadership that got us here. And it's been great, you know, because now I think we're all speaking the same language. And NIL is a competitive thing all across the country. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you get really good at it? It's a lot easier if you're all on the same page and you're unified. And we're telling the donors and our fans the same message from athletics and from 1890. working together, and it's really going to give us a great chance to get even better than we are right now at NIL.
And we looked at, there's a big thing coming up on August 3rd. That's okay. The practice at Memorial Stadium under the lights, which is going to be a great NIL opportunity. How'd that come to be, and are you guys expecting a large crowd for that? What are you expecting for that?
I don't know what to expect yet. You know, we've been talking about something like this for like a year, and when NIL hit 3 years ago, I knew like events like this were things that could separate Nebraska because of our fans, because of the passion that they have. They want to go to Memorial Stadium. They want to go to PBA. They want to go see the volleyball team. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, open practice type events, fans are going to be willing to bring their family out and see those things. We see it with the spring game every year. Mm-hmm. And so we all know that this time of year, after the 4th of July, it feels like people start thinking about football season a little bit. Yeah. And then when practice starts, you're talking about the fourth practice of the year. Coach Rhule was open to it. He's been awesome. And of course, Troy had to sign off on it. And it takes a lot of work to put one of these things on, and the staffing, everything to open the stadium and to allow everybody to watch your practice. But it's going to be fun for those that do come out, and hopefully we have thousands and thousands of people come out and watch practice. I think they're going to have a great time. Coach Rhule's going to do a lot of fun stuff at practice. You get to watch some of the players that you haven't seen much. Maybe you saw them in the spring game. There's some new players even this summer that have come in. And so a chance to see your team just a few weeks before they kick off the season. And all the money goes to 1890, $25 tickets. You go to huskers.com/tickets, get your tickets there. It's all GA. Come in, watch practice, listen to music, take in a football evening on a Saturday night in August. Why not?
Oh, it's a great idea. Has there been any discussion with John Cook about doing a similar thing?
I think it's probably in the works, not this year. Okay. I think they already have something scheduled the week before.
Boy, that would be a hit.
And it'd be a big hit. And so I think that's something we'll look at down the road and try to do it with them too. But everybody has to get their tickets by the 2nd. The practice is on the 3rd. Unfortunately, we can't sell tickets on the day of.
Can't.
So you got to get them at least the day before.
This to me is way better than the spring game. If I was going to watch something,
whoa,
way
why do
better
you say
than the
that?
Spring
why do you
game.
Say that?
Because it gets a chance to really watch him practice, see him play. The spring game, everyone knows it. I mean, that is not a highly competitive game by any stretch. There's tackling. I get that part. But I would much rather watch a practice. If someone said, hey, do you want to go watch Ohio State practice? You want to watch Ohio State or Michigan or whoever you want to name off Alabama practice or watch their spring game? I'd much rather go watch them practice.
If it's a real thing, though.
They're getting ready for a game mm-hmm. in 3 weeks after this. Mm-hmm. So I think it's way better. Now, my take on this for the fans would be, Matt, is that the money all goes to 1890, which is great. Here's where the fans can make a difference.
Oh, here we go.
It's a big deal. If you have 40,000 people show up to a practice, it is now a lead story on ESPN. It's now a lead story on ESPN, and recruits see that, and recruits love fandom. They love attention. They love people are going to come watch them play. When it turns into a story, and this can turn into a story, that's where Nebraska needs to rally behind it for the finances going to 1890. But if that storyline is, like I said, if there's 2,000 that show up, no one even talks about it.
We got to keep pumping.
Not national. But if all of a sudden there's a big crowd, there's 25, 30,000 that come to a practice and there's a overhead drone picture of it, and now it's a lead story
big
on
story.
ESPN.
Yeah.
It's a big, so this is on Nebraska. If you want to help with recruiting, get everyone there. If that place is, because also
great
30, 40,000, they're slightly spread out, it looks much bigger. Just like spring games look sold out, but there's really only 75,000 people
this
there.
This is a practice and they drew 35,000?
It could be huge.
It would be unbelievable. And hopefully, you know, people drive in from all over the state. I know we've had people get tickets that are from Oklahoma and even Texas that are coming up because they want to see a practice.
Interesting.
So, you know, bring your family. You know, get 3, 4, 5 tickets. Bring your family. There's going to be concessions open. Saturday night, weather should be good, under the lights.
Let me make a suggestion.
Yes, please.
Have a program with numbers. Program with numbers so people know who the players are.
Taking notes.
Have one
You're
for
right.
Sipple. I mean,
I'll need
everybody
one.
Know, yeah. Everybody I'll knows one. Who, okay, that's Rayola. Okay, right. I knew that. Yeah.
Right. You know, and to Bill's point, everybody's going to be getting a lot of reps, right? In spring game, sometimes, you know, some guys sit out. You don't get to see some of the guys as much. I mean, they're going to be running around and getting
get
a lot of reps.
You binoculars out and watch the O-line drills. Then you get to flip that's over and watch whatever you want to be able to watch.
That's right.
I mean, it this has, first of all, family-wise, something you remember forever. I couldn't imagine being a kid 10 years old. My dad took me to I've been to a practice before in spring ball.
Be cool.
But it'd be so cool to be able to be like, okay, yeah, I went to this.
Scotland.
And then also I was part of raising money for 1890. Oh, and also we made this a national story. This should be a national story. It's on Nebraska football fans to get these tickets and to get in the stadium. It's got to be big.
Yeah. Okay, now do it again. This is
August 3rd. August 3rd.
Get tickets. How?
6:30 p.m., right?
6:30. Huskers.com/tickets. Yep. Doors open at 6, I believe. They start at 6:30. They'll go till 9. I mean, so it's a big evening if you want to spend the whole time there. And I mean, the big screens will be on. They're going to do some really fun stuff for the people that go. It's going to be a really cool experience.
The thing is, too, if this goes well and it's well attended, you can do this more often. It could be people want to access. They prove, hey, this was worth the money. This was cool. I like that it's going to 1890. We can do this with more sports and with football again at some point.
Absolutely. I mean, and Coach Rule, thank you, for allowing us to do this. I don't know if every head coach would do this.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he said yes right away, and Troy Dannon said yes. And here we are. We're working together. We're all pulling in the same direction. We're all doing the best we can to help our student athletes, help our coaches be successful. And, it's a great time to be a Husker fan. The future looks bright in a lot of sports.
For those who don't know, Matt, you're the president of 1890 Nebraska.
Thank you, Jay.
It's the architect.
Now renamed 1890 Nebraska because it's now the official NIL
did you name
UNL.
It? Did you
I did.
Come up with the name?
My wife did, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, we were sitting around one night, almost 2 years ago, and I think we were just, throwing out all kinds of names and different stuff. I think she was on Google looking at Nebraska, different things about Nebraska football. First year we played football was 1890, and she was like, what about 1890? Yeah, I like it.
You know what? The brand has caught on.
Yeah.
The brand has caught on. 1890, it's good. It's a good, the brand name has stuck, which is good. That's going to be critical.
For those who don't know, Matt, how busy are you on a daily basis, in terms of throughout the year? People don't give an idea of what you do on a daily basis.
I mean, it's grown a lot, right? And since we even started this thing, but now we have 9 sports. So I have 9 head coaches that I'm talking with at different times, trying to assist with recruiting, meeting with recruits when they're on campus now. And so doing that, obviously fundraising is the number one thing, right? I mean, we're trying to raise a lot of money and we're trying to retain and attract the best athletes we can. So if we're not doing those two things, nothing else matters. Raise a lot of money, try to help our coaches retain and get the best ones we can. So that's really what I do every day is...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is work on those things. And so I'm traveling around the country. I'll be, coast to coast in the next month from California to New York, and Arizona. I've been to Florida and all over seeing different fans and donors that we have, different parts of the country. And then, obviously all over Nebraska and trying to get everybody involved. We have a lot of people that are doing $10 a month, $25 a month, $50 a month. You guys were a big help during our push to signing day last December.
Mm-hmm.
And, we raised a ton of money, got a lot of new people involved. And that's what we're trying to do again, another big push to try to get as many donors as we can. Everything helps. I mean, it's the truth. And so we need thousands and thousands of Husker fans across the state, across the country, to go online, go to 1890nebraska.com and sign up and get on a recurring monthly gift or do a one-time contribution. But as many people as we can get involved, this is where Nebraska can really separate itself from everybody else. We're the only show in the state. Everybody loves our football program. And so, it's a busy office that we have just 2 blocks from here. We have 6 of us that work there full time and we're working on a lot of different things and we're doing the best we can. And this new partnership with the athletic department has been crazy good.
Do you find still that people, do they fully understand NIL fans that you talk to, potential donors, what's the level of understanding that you encounter?
I would say the educational piece is still our number one challenge.
Still,
if people
are 2 years in.
Yeah, I think if people are thinking about helping, they maybe don't know how. Okay, go to the website. That's easy. Some people think if they're going to help in a big way, maybe that a student athlete then has to do something for them or their business. And that's not necessarily true. We put all of our all the student athletes we work with under contract, they then, you know, work with us to do things in the community, a lot of charitable work. There's a lot of great things that come from NIL that people don't get to hear about, because right. all you see is the $1 million headline for the point guard or right. the quarterback or whoever it is in wherever school across the country. And the good thing is our student athletes now are out doing great things across the community through 1890 and all of our charitable partners. And so they have to do things to fulfill their contract. And a lot of those things are charitable, or they're doing something that's a networking opportunity within the state promoting 1890. So they're meeting the right business people. Bill, just 3 years ago, everybody across the country was nervous. Like, you don't want your football players, your basketball players around your donors. I mean, you were afraid they might get a free meal and they're ineligible. And, right. and I mean, it's crazy to think now.
Free meal could get you missed six games.
Crazy to think now.
Crouch got a ham sandwich trouble once. Yeah.
Well, now we want all of our student athletes meeting all the people that are helping them through 1890 with NIL. And so we're trying to give the student athletes the best experience we can. And I think if you talk to most of them, they'd say they've had a good experience with NIL here because of the resources we have through the PEDS and Sand Hills Global and everything that they're doing for our organization.
That's the part that stands out, that a number of people have had to direct towards Matt from other places to want to ask questions, because 1890 is the best run collective there is. And it's because of all the resources they have, and everything is run such not just first class by how you handle people, but also legally and all the different things that go along. Like I said, you guys have lawyers, you guys have every access to everything you need to be better than everyone else. And that's why 1890 is better than everyone else. So when you do donate, it's not like, I don't know where that went. I'm not sure what's going on there. That group, I don't know. You hear about them, I'm not sure. Not at 1890. Not with the Pede family. Well, that's not how it works.
Thanks, Bill. And yeah, it's not because of me, but we have a lot of great people that work on 1890. Six of us there every day, another dozen to 15 that work at Sand Hills Global every day that are thinking about and working on 1890. For those considering helping, we do have the 501c3, now the 1890 Foundation, which is a 501c3. Then we have the LLC, the 1890 Initiative. And so there's different ways to give. If you go online, it's all explained there. If you have questions, email us from the website. We'll get back to you. But we're just trying to get as many Husker fans as involved as we can.
Go ahead, Steve.
Is the priority point system too hard to explain on the radio? I mean, you now donors can get...
Here's the easiest way to say it.
All right.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
Sort of. If
don't get too comfortable in here.
The university... the athletic... behind a mic again. You know, I don't do it that much anymore, but I used to.
When you talk to Simple like that, you're getting a little too comfortable.
Should I step out? I feel awkward in here now. The whole thing's went south.
The easiest way to say it is
spice and beef jerky.
Cornhead.
Yeah, cornhead jerky.
The athletic department now is recognizing gifts to 1890 as if they were contributions to the athletic department.
Well, that's nice.
And if you think about it, money that's going to 1890 is obviously helping our coaches and our athletic programs. And so it makes sense. But it was a big move. And
big move.
Troy came in here and was like, okay, how are we going to lead when it comes to all of these things with NIL? And this was a big way to do it. So now, you know, if you're a donor and I'm doing joint meetings now with Tyler Kai and Derek Freeman and those
in
the Husker Athletic Fund.
Okay.
So, you know, we're going out with them. We're having meetings with them. We're talking to all of our donors together. We're going out and speaking the same language and telling them this is a top funding priority right now for the athletic department.
Great answer, Matt.
And when everybody sees, okay, they're on the same page, this is what our coaches want, this is what our athletic director is emphasizing, this is what 1890 is doing, 100% of your money goes to the student athletes, this is what our programs need right now. I mean, it's a powerful message that we haven't had in the past.
Well, I don't think many schools have that.
No, and I'm telling you, it's going to get even more weird over the next year, two, three.
It's going to get weird.
And the programs that have it figured out, the communication and everything with athletics and the collective and how it's all going to work. And nobody knows how it's all going to work out. But as long as you're working together and you're being honest and communicating to the donors and to the fan base, those are the programs that are going to have a chance to really be good at this when things continue to change over the next few years. And right now, Nebraska is positioned really well there.
If you hit a glitch at all, do you call Trev? No.
I did not expect that one to come out.
You probably
just want to find out.
You probably call an attorney.
Trev is not a trained attorney.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know if you called A&M or something to see if Trev's still available. Yeah.
You call a trained attorney.
Yes.
And you have trained attorneys.
I've talked to more
you.
Attorneys in the last 2 years than I ever thought I would in my life. Yeah, really well, smart people.
Yeah.
Sipple's talked to a lot of attorneys.
But I did figure I would.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Every week. I go see Hal Anderson again.
Damn
what's
it.
Going on? You know, a situation.
IRS. Right.
We heard from Jay Norvell with Husker Ties, the head coach at Colorado State, was talking at Media Days the other day, saying that he was claiming that K-State was trying to offer maybe $600K.
Yeah, what'd you think of
that? Get their quarterback there. Does that give people an idea of, hey, how much money really is involved in NIL and what's necessary to compete with the Joneses at all?
I mean, maybe. I mean, I think people have seen headlines and things. I would caution people that not everything you hear out there is true.
Absolutely.
But you know, there are some student athletes making a lot of money. I would say that the majority of them are not, right? And you know, they're making something. Like we have 150 student athletes we work with on campus. But the tampering thing is what he was talking
Absolutely.
About. And the NCAA allowed two things really quick to happen that changed college football forever. The transfer rule, where you don't have to sit out anymore. That was enormous. Bill knows that. Yeah. And then NIL, obviously. You put those two things together, and now you have a chance where – yes, there's tampering happening, and that's unfortunate. It's happened here. And so, you know, kids know each other from camps. Yeah. Coaches recruit a lot of kids. And so it's one of the things that you know, is frustrating, but we're trying to navigate that too.
Hey, Matt, what is today? July?
July 16th. Yep.
You were a former player. Do you still kind of get ramped up this time of year?
No doubt.
Up,
no doubt.
You know what I'm talking about?
After the 4th of July.
Get the, you know.
You and Bill played the same position.
Yeah.
You guys played at a similar level.
Both receiver. I didn't. When I was at Wesleyan, Matt, I didn't get to go to 7-on-7.
The Prairie Wolves.
I just had to go to stock blocking drills. That's all I did. I was not allowed. And also, for 4 years, I was never open. Not one time. I was always in traffic.
Davison got open.
Separation wasn't there.
No, there's no separation. Like, man, you can catch the ball good in traffic. I've never been out of traffic. Never been open before.
Ron Brown had us doing more stock blocking.
Yeah.
I was an extension of the left tackle.
Push crack.
You were.
Yes.
Yeah. You were pretty big, too.
Yeah. I was. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I mean,
there were a couple safeties I had to double read down. I was like, oh, man, Colorado.
You guys are
guy
kindred.
Ran over me.
Yeah. Really? You guys
first
are kindred
time,
spirits.
First time he didn't see me, Bill. Yeah. And you know
so
that.
So
it's
the first
good.
Shot.
He didn't see me. Yeah. I double read, come down, bang.
Now it's even illegal.
Yeah, yeah. Now you can't even do that. But
now,
the second time, then he knew I was coming. Yeah. Ran right over me. But he didn't make the play. He had to step over me on his way over.
It's not fun. It's not a fun drill.
Ben and Bella, he made the catch.
Not the pass.
Not the pass.
The catch.
He made the catch.
It was
a long time ago.
We got to get 30,000 in there.
Okay.
That's the number.
August 3rd.
Should be.
August 3rd.
$25 tickets. Huskers.com/tickets.
This is on ticket. It's on the ticket. It's on the breakers. It's on everyone listening to the ticket.
Show up, breakers.
Get your tickets.
Be there.
Downtown Lincoln should feel like a game day.
Haymarket.
Buzzing.
Discount.
Have a
what
program.
What else are people doing
have
on
a program
August 3rd?
For the people, Matt. Yeah.
If you're not vacationing, come down to Memorial Stadium.
Yes.
So are we doing anything live from Gate 25?
I don't know. Should we?
I think we should.
It's a discussion. We'll see what we can do, Bill.
Bill's a good promoter.
Let's get some things going.
I know.
Let's get Haymarket cranked up. Let's get some people down here. Is the band going to be
Big
there?
Big day. Might get a band.
We need to, let's get a band playing down there.
Post-practice band?
Yeah, post-practice band.
Come on, we get 20,000 people.
We have to. I'm saying 30 is the number.
Come on.
Make it a national story. 2,000 doesn't. If you have 500, they're going to boo you.
Bill's a recruiter.
Yeah.
Can you tell?
$25.
$25.
Support the athletes.
It's the same as it costs to go to a movie, right, Bella? It's like $25 to go to a movie.
$25 now?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. 20?
Ugh. Might be.
It's a lot.
At least
discount
hot
dogs. Anything we can do from
at least
hot
you can
dogs?
Lay down now.
Yeah, it can lay down. That is pretty
that's
nice.
Great.
Lay down. And, yeah.
When we were going to movies back in the day, it seemed like the seats like almost bent forward.
It almost did. Well, me and Simple talked about that. We're the only ones.
So uncomfortable.
Hey, we only have four seats left in the front row. You take them? Yeah. How'd you look? Simple?
Break your
Never
neck.
Show me.
Never bothered me.
Never bothered. Exactly. Go to it every time.
I'm just happy to be in it.
Thank you. Thank you for having two seats left. Yeah. Connie, come in. We got the seats.
Yeah. He's Matt Davison, the president of 1890 Nebraska. Matt, thanks
the president.
For time. We'll chat with you.
Thanks,
again
fellas.
Soon.
Appreciate you.
All right. More next. Early break in the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.